The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
3 o'clock hour. We started a little bit late, but we had some very important stuff to go over with Mike Cugno there. Plans for next Friday night. So you have a Heat game next Friday night, so you're not even going to be watching the Jake Paul fight. Although the Jake Paul fight probably won't go on until 11:30, 12 o'clock, right?
Yeah, it'll probably be late. I think the Heat play the Pacers that night. It's an NBA Cup game, group play.
We're doing that again, huh? The NBA Cup?
I'm all in, man. I am all in on the NBA Cup.
This season it matters?
It mattered last year, but I think the Heat are going to take it home this year. That's my take.
All right. Fair enough. Well, this hour we're going to be joined by Lee Sterling. He's going to give us some picks for the Dolphins and Rams game on Monday night, Canes and Georgia Tech tomorrow, and some other picks as well. And we'll start this hour with headlines. Alejandro Solana, it's brought to you. Oh, by the way, I want to give away the Heat tickets this hour. May do it this segment. Crowder, we have watched you on that video feed. You have eaten nonstop since we sat down to do the show at 2 o'clock today. I have been watching you. There is not a moment where you're not shoveling food into your mouth.
I got some masas de cerdo.
But I'm saying to start the show at 2, you were shoving food in your mouth.
Yeah.
Subsequent commercial break, we have watched you. You have not stopped eating since 2 o'clock this afternoon.
I don't know what masa de cerdo actually is, but it's fried and it tastes like pig.
No, we understand. I'm just saying you haven't stopped eating. You're giving me a definition of things that taste good. I'm just telling you there's plenty of things that taste good. I could eat a bag of Funyuns all day long, but at some point, maybe you throttle it back. Don't you have a public performance to make tonight? Aren't you the ring announcer or something? I mean, do you really want to go up there with crumbs shooting out of your mouth?
Ensalada de casa. But I'm not really into it.
Islas Canarias, which is fire. Best
croquetas. No, I think he was trying to say house salad.
Ensalada de casa.
Man. But that's what happens when Solana's only half paying attention to. Solana's half paying attention. You're just walking around this room shoveling food into your mouth.
What's going on?
And Jimmy can only concentrate on all the hair gel he put on for today's show.
Jimmy got that bang thrown back.
Oh. All right, let's get headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. And during the headlines, Crowder, you can go get something else to eat. We don't want to keep you away from your beloved food for more than a couple minutes at a time.
Don't threaten me with a good time. I'll be right back.
At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
How'd you understand he was talking about a house salad when he said ensalada?
He said ensalada, and then he said like de la casa, something like that.
Ensalada de casa.
All right. Also,
I got moro with chunks in it.
Yeah, but no one asked what you had. I'm just pointing out that you haven't stopped eating. I don't know if you're eating dog food, a house salad, or, you know, croquetas. It doesn't matter to me. You literally haven't come up for air in an hour and 12 minutes.
I worked out last night.
I thought you were going to start to watch what you 8, you were telling us.
I did. I worked out last night. Me and Lil Chan were in the garage. We did shoulders, back, and abs. And we ran up and down the street. We did 40 20s.
But now you're shoveling food out of a styrofoam container into your mouth for an hour and 12 minutes. Pretty much anything that comes out of a styrofoam container is not healthy. There is no, apples don't come in a styrofoam container. You know what I mean?
Moro de onions.
Yeah.
De masas de cerdo.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
This is delicious.
I'm sure it is. So would a pizza would be delicious too. Perhaps you should order a pizza in for the 4 o'clock hour.
Don't threaten me with a good time. Shaq-a-roni with the double pepperoni.
All right. Where should I start with headlines? What are you guys in the mood to talk about?
I could do a little football. You got anything football related on the docket?
I do. I have some Dolphins notes if you're interested. Austin Jackson, he missed practice yesterday. You read the injury report. Was not seen at practice today during the portion that the media was able to watch. No Tyreek Hill at practice today either during that same portion. But several beat writers did note that he wasn't on the injury report yesterday, so it could just be a off day for him, rest day for Tyreek Hill. So I guess we'll find out.
I don't think there's any validity to what I asked Cuno Crowder, where Tyreek Hill, he wants to be here and he's a team player. But that's one thing if you end up going to the playoffs and you're in the postseason. That's another thing if you end 7-10, you caught 865 yards on the season, you went over 100 yards, maybe one game, and you're watching. You know, Patrick Mahomes, who's the guy that they brought in, had the good game last week.
DeAndre Hopkins.
DeAndre Hopkins. He's watching DeAndre Hopkins catch balls from Patrick Mahomes. I'm not saying he wants to go back to KC, although that was a rumor at the beginning of the season. But I'm just saying, couldn't you see at the end of the season, if the one, you know how they do the end of the season grades? If the one good grade is the running game, and he's running wind sprints most games. Because you get to the end of the season, you can have all the context you want that Tua wasn't out there and it was Tyler Huntley throwing you the ball. Whatever. You get to the end of the season, you're a receiver. You don't have enough targets. You don't have enough receiving yards. You didn't go to the postseason. They're talking about how the running game was a bright spot.
And like, he's not a Pro Bowler right now. He's not going to the Pro Bowl. It's Calvin Johnson with no yards. That's the first man I thought about is like, you're on a bad team. But Calvin Johnson was the bright point of a
bad
team.
So you know what I mean? Your receiver, like Tyreek, I mean, the receivers, Michael Irvin always said, we're divas. Like, and you want receivers to be divas.
So you're on a bad team and you're still not eating. That'll be frustrating to the guy that last year, by the players in the world, were voted the number one football player in the world, and now you're sitting at 875 with two games left. It's going to be frustrating to him.
Yeah.
It will be and he's not – Jalen Waddle, and I'm not saying he's just a diva money guy. He's going to get his check and do whatever it takes. Tyreek Hill has seen success. Now I'm not successful. Now I'm not getting 12 targets a game. There are bad receivers out there right now getting 9, 10 targets a game. And Tyree's getting 6.
And again, I'm supposed to be the best player in the league, according to the other players.
It will get frustrating to Tyreek. And I'm sure Mike McDaniel, Tua, and him have had to have a conversation by now. Because Tyreek isn't a church mouse. Tyreek's going to let you know how he feels about things.
But aren't those frustrations, I guess, felt less when you're the highest paid player ever for a wide receiver in terms of guaranteed money?
Because I think you'd be the highest paid player at that position wherever you were.
And dudes, once you get paid, now it's just salary. Now we have to talk about winning.
You know, that like to me, Solana, that's cured by one of two things. Like Crowder says, either you're a looter in a riot, team stinks, but your numbers are fantastic. You're doing your part. Or the team's great, so you'll accept a little bit of a lesser role because for the greater good. But when both those things are missing, then to me, you've got problems. I see this heading down a problematic path.
Calvin Johnson was the best receiver in the league numbers-wise, and the Detroit Lions were terrible. Right now, Travis Kelce's, he has one touchdown all season. But you're the favorite to win the Super Bowl, so you kind of – you chill out a little bit. You don't have your numbers, and your team is 2-6. That's going to frustrate the hell out of a great player.
That's what I think.
He's won his Super Bowl already. He almost broke the record for the most yards last year. Probably would have done it had he not gotten injured.
That's what I'm saying. That makes this more frustrating.
I get it, but I'm just saying, like, one off year because Tua Tagovailoa got hurt, it should frustrate him, but also they paid him a lot of money, more than any team has ever paid any wide receiver, and it's 1 year.
Right, and he's saying you didn't use me right.
It's a lot.
I don't want to do it. Like, you're not using me right. Your money's not being well spent.
The money conversation is never had in the locker
room. It's already been had. It's over.
It's contracts are done. I'm making more money than you. You're making more money than me. Are you producing? Am I producing? Are we doing what it is? Like, I would say amongst the team and amongst Tua and Tyreek and everybody, even David Long Jr. or whoever this Walker Jr. guy is who led the team in tackles, never met him before in my life. The money thing is gone. What are you doing to help us win? And Tyreek is not doing what I thought he could do. If I'm Anthony Walker
what
Jr.
you know he could do.
Why are you – throw him the ball. Why are we – throw what? Durham Smythe doesn't need any damn targets. Throw him the ball.
I'm with you. I think he's frustrated. I just don't think it's going to get to the point where he forces himself out of Miami. I think he likes being in Miami.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't either. But
I think he loves being in Miami, too. I think he would love to play the rest of his career here, unless they don't make the playoffs and he doesn't get nearly the targets that he thought he was going to get and has no chance to put up any kind of numbers, doesn't even go to a Pro Bowl. Like, then what am I doing here?
Yeah.
He's one day – right now, he's 1 second closer to retirement than he was a second ago.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand what I just said.
Yeah, it was really deep. Very deep, Crowder.
He fancies himself Denzel as well. Like Crowder, he's obviously around some people that are giving him that kind of that kind of swole head. You know,
right
he's,
now.
Yeah, we got
15 seconds closer to retirement than he was when I said it the first time.
Right.
Yeah.
We're 1 second closer now to the end of today's show than we were when I started telling you that.
So let's maximize, Hawk. Let's maximize our...
It's what bothers me about, like, fans, because I could see Crowder meeting a group of fans. Oh, we love the Dolphins. Crowder, we love listening to you. And he dropped something like that, and fans will just go, oh, yeah,
oh,
man, that's good.
Yeah. I was right. Yeah, but that's what happens to Denzel. That's why it was... That's why it's so shocking when he met the Heat at the elevator, and they're like, no, we just want to take a picture, man. We don't need to... Need a speech.
I was headed to the room today, and it was like a young, like a photographer that's working for one of these fighters out here at the Double Down Fight Championship, and we're all in the same hotel. And he was like, man, I love the podcast, bro. And he's sitting there, and I'm like, I'm about to go to my room. Age's up here, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to the room. He's like, man, can I ride with you? I was like, yeah. And he asked me. He was like, hey, man, you've been so successful in so many different avenues of life. You know, like, if you have to just, because I'll never see you again in my life, you had to give me some knowledge. Like, what's the main thing you would say? I said, bro, you want a cheat code? He said, yes. Yeah, the cheat code. Say you got to grind.
Oh, yeah.
The grind
Jesus
is better
Christ.
Than the success.
I had to hit the emergency alarm on the elevator.
How old are you? 25. I said, see, kids your age don't know about work. You don't work just to succeed. You work to work. Success comes in the end.
I had to hit you over the head with my camera.
Meanwhile, all it took was being friends with Ryan Clark.
You want the cheat code? You got to enjoy the grind. The grind is what you have to love.
I talk to people in their language. So if he's a photographer, I go, life is like an open aperture. I always do whatever, like whatever they're doing, I bring it back to them. I go, sometimes you have the aperture wide open. Sometimes you have the aperture closed up. But you got to know the right situations and where your aperture should be.
You can't tell me what I just said is not better than what Hawk just said.
I made it understandable for the guy in the elevator. Nobody knows aperture.
Nobody knows what that means.
He knows. He knows. I spoke at his language level. You just told him to grind.
What was better? Jimmy, what was better? Me or Hawk?
Crowder, you're the best.
There you go.
Jimmy, let me explain it to you in...
I understood that language. Better.
Well, let me explain it to you in your language, though. All right? Life is hair gel. Sometimes you got to know when to cake it on. Sometimes you got to know when to go sans gel.
Speaking of apertures, Hawk, walked into CVS today and I had to get a protein shake. And
I hate everyone that I'm surrounded with.
There was somebody at the table waiting to, I don't even know what it's called, like, you know, the disposable cameras, to get them published, to publish their photos of a disposable camera.
Publish.
Publish?
In develop?
Develop.
The photos. Publish? To publish.
To develop their photos. When's the last time you saw somebody developing photos at CVS, Walgreens, whatever?
I didn't even know that they made those disposable cameras anymore, to be quite honest, because in what situation would you not have a camera with you on your phone?
It was a young person, too, like probably in their 20s. So maybe they think it's cutesy to buy a disposable camera and to do it that way. Mm. But I was like, what year am I in? Did I wake up in 2002? A person waiting to literally develop photos. It was crazy.
I remember those days, taking a picture, and you didn't really know what it looked like till they gave it back to you a few hours later. And back when I was a kid, it was a few days later.
So, well, how would you, Hawk, like, how would you send nudes?
You know, that honestly, there were stories, because, like, if you worked at Photomat or whatever, the whole thing was, or even 1 hour photo, the whole thing was you're not supposed to look at the pictures that people are taking. But there would be, like, these people who worked at those stores, because people did want to send nudes. It just took a while. and you had to hope that the photo was developed correctly.
But the nasty picture, aren't they spur of the moment? You can't send a nasty picture 4 days later.
Well, it's spur of the moment when you take it. But, I mean, there was no digital camera, so now you had to go get it developed.
And then Lucille got to see the little man.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Give me the pack. Your pictures, you sicko. Give me the pack, Lucille. Give me the pack.
The Florida Panthers, they beat the Predators last night 6-2. They're balling right now, gentlemen. They're going to play the Flyers tomorrow, 6 p.m. at the Amerant Bank Arena.
All right.
The Heat play the Nuggets tonight, 9 p.m. The Canes are at Georgia Tech tomorrow, noon kickoff versus GT.
You will hear it here. You'll hear the Heat game on this station tonight, Canes game on this station tomorrow, and... Let me see, because I do have the weekend schedule. Because how do you hear Inter Miami and the Panthers? I guess which one?
Could bring up the schedule if you'd like.
I have it here. Let me see.
Okay. I'm locked tomorrow.
Panthers are on 560 WQAM. Inter Miami is on 790 AM. So that's how you can listen to those games.
Canes minus 11. Easy money.
Did you put it in?
Yep, got it in already.
All right.
All right, guys, your weather.
We have Canes basketball on the radio this Sunday.
They play
Binghamton.
Yeah, I know where that's their name.
Ravens beat the Bengals yesterday, by the way. By one, Bengals went for two. Happened to be maybe one of the best Thursday night football games ever. Really was.
It was fun. Yeah, those are the games I love. That's what I'm hoping for Monday night with Dolphins-Rams.
The decision to go for two, I don't like.
It's the correct decision. Green Bay should have made that, or Tampa Bay should have made that decision. What was it, Sunday night that they played?
Monday.
Just put the game on a 7-second window other than playing out how the game can end.
Yeah, but why do you want to give it? It happened to Tampa. Why do you want to give the possibility of Lamar Jackson now gets a chance to go with – Oh, no. This was to win the game, not to tie it, right?
This was to win the game. Yeah. But, okay, so now you tie that when you go into overtime. Now you
What if they get the flip and Lamar Jackson goes down the field, scores a touchdown?
Now Lamar Jackson has 12 or 13 chances to make a mistake if he hands the ball off that running back and fumble. If he throws, it can be intercepted. If he gets sacked, he could fumble. If the receiver catches the ball, he can fumble. There's such a higher chance of a mistake out of the other team than you saying, I'm going to snap this ball and in 3 seconds decide the game. I feel the decision.
I feel like every team, except the Dolphins, have a surefire two-point conversion up their sleeve. This never fails. You see it all the time. Not with the Dolphins.
You don't.
But you see it all. Well, because they don't normally have to do it in a situation like this. But I believe every team should have a play that is absolutely fail-proof.
Well, if that was the case, Hawk, that play that you're speaking of,
They forgot to call that. They called a different play.
Hawk, there is no surefire play. If there's no perfect defense, there's no perfect offense. It's impossible. That's why football is football. That's why it's beautiful.
You cannot
have a play that's just going to work.
Two-point conversions are like an aperture.
You're crazy.
Nah, I'm with you, Crowder. Their season was on the line last night. You take that thing to overtime. You hope you get lucky with the coin toss. Jamar Chase is going nuts. Like, if you're 4-2, 5-2, you want to try to win against a division rival, go ahead. But you're literally need that win to have a chance for the playoffs, or at least keep your playoff hopes manageable, and they went for two and they missed it.
When Dan Campbell puts his meat on the table at 7-2, I'm with it. You're 7-2. When you're 2-5, you can't lay that little swiper out on the table.
No, in my thought, that's exactly when you do.
What
have you got to lose?
You have to lose your season.
You've already lost your season.
No, you haven't, because you go to overtime and hopefully they make a mistake. I don't agree with that. I don't give a damn about PFF and the NCAA4, all these the acronyms. That's a bad decision to go for it with 2 minutes left in the game.
Somebody texts me, I won't tell you whom, to protect their identity. He says, I used to work in a sporting goods / photo department at a department store. We used to check out folks' photos until someone dropped off photos of his wife giving birth. Never did it again.
That's not a flattering angle.
Not a great look.
Yeah. I held the leg.
Yeah. That's like an aperture.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Nice afternoon in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will be in the mid-70s. That's your weather.
Lee Sterling's going to join us next.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Why not take all the garbage on Earth, drop it into volcanoes?
Hawk and Crowder.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee Sterling, you heard the song, Rhinestone Cowboy. We ran very late in the last segment. We kept Lee Sterling waiting, and he does 150 different radio shows on Fridays. So we're going to get right to it. Lee Sterling's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is a professional sports handicapper, and his website is ParamountSports.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Hello, Lee.
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. You ready? Hurricanes.
Yeah,
let's start.
Question,
I'm going to go in.
I have a quick question for Alex. If the soccer team wins on Saturday night, when would the first playoff game be? Next play or the next round?
Probably the following weekend, Lee. Since this is game three, they don't have to wait. I'll have a for sure answer for you by the end of this segment.
Okay.
Here's what I can guarantee.
I'd love to have a midweek game. Would a midweek game be great?
Having worked with Solana for several years, here's what I can guarantee you. He's definitely wrong in that answer. It has to be like next Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday.
Right.
There's no way that it would be until the following weekend. But we'll get confirmation on his incorrectness. I'll text Whittingham while you're giving us the games, and I'll find out. Let's start with the Canes game tomorrow. They're 11-point favorites over Georgia Tech.
So on a lot of these games, I'm going to wait until right before the game to pull the trigger if I'm going to play him. If Haynes Ward plays, I think Georgia Tech can hang in this game. Miami's defensive line did not look good the first three quarters. Now we're down to our third and our fourth cornerbacks. We're not going to get Brown back. Looks like until after the bye week, but he will help out some. But I'd like to see more production out of the defensive line. Offense looks great. Need a little more push here, not in the run game, but from pass protection, the center and the two guards. Like to see some improvement there. So looking forward, you know, if we're going to match up in the ACC championship, if we get there, or the playoffs, I think that's where they need to see the most improvement. But the quarterback for them, a guy that, you know, people have talked about, he's just a total difference for them, is Haynes King. If he plays, I think they'll hang with Miami. I think Miami will win 37-30. I think the 11 points is the right side. If Zach Byron is their starter, he's not much of a thrower at all, can only run the football, and I think Miami could tee off on him. So Haynes King plays, we're going with Georgia Tech. If his backup plays, we'll go with Miami.
Okay, fair enough.
Yep.
We can all wait.
Doesn't sound like the Swaggers there, Hawk.
He's saying they're winning regardless. He's saying they're winning regardless.
Sounds like a smart gambler who is going to wait till he sees the starting lineup.
I have gotten word from Chris Whittingham they would actually play 2 weeks from Saturday.
November
23rd. There's an international break starting after this weekend, and MLS has to break for it.
So Inter Miami
wins on Saturday.
Now
they won't play. Yeah, they won't play for another two weeks.
Okay, got it.
That.
Right.
Solana was wrong again.
I wasn't.
He was closer to right than I was, though.
Right.
But he was still wrong. He had no idea there was an international break.
It was a weekend. It was just the following weekend.
Right. Correct. He did get the weekend part right. It was just a couple weekends off.
Yeah.
How about the Florida game? As long as we did the Hurricanes. Crowder has already put his bet in on the Gators. They're getting 21.5 points at Texas.
If DJ Lagway starts, I think it's a good bet. If not, I'm waiting on this one, too. If he can't go, I'm going to go with Texas. I mean, Aiden Warner is not a player. You don't bring a kid in from Yale. You bring a kid in from Yale to call plays, to dissect your offense and defense. He was 7-for-22 for 66 yards and not a runner either. Florida 4-17 straight up on the road here, 8-13 against the spread. Sunbelt Billy, he got his reprieve. I actually think it was a good move. They can keep that freshman and sophomore class. Not going to leave now, at least not many guys will leave, and they can try to piece together and get a better recruiting class and get some kids in the through NIL. So I think that's a good move for them, give them one more year. So it's dependent on the quarterback again. If DJ Lagway starts, we'll go with Florida. They'll keep it close enough. If not, that Texas defense, which is only allowing 3.94 yards, not per rush, per snap in the SEC, will be too tough for Aiden Warner. So I'm waiting till game time on both.
All right, fair enough. And let me skip to the Dolphins because we're running out of time.
Okay.
We went so long.
All
so
right.
Dolphins are one-point dogs in L.A. Monday night.
Here's the problem for Miami. With Matthew Stafford, Kyren Williams, Cooper Kupp, and their other star receiver, Puka Nacua, I think they're a top-five offense here. Also, with Jackson possibly not playing a right tackle, that's a problem. I think this is going to be a fun game. Miami scored 27 points each of the last two games. That is a 270% increase compared to their average before that here. So I think the Rams just have too many weapons. Those kids cutting back and forth, crossing routes. I think Miami makes it a game, but I like the Rams here, 31-27.
And, Lee, on the parlays, and I know you're not a teaser parlay guy, all that stuff, but I have to ask because I have a three-leg parlay.
Right.
I had last night's game over 53.5. I have the Giants minus 6.5. And then all the way to Monday, Dolphins-Rams over 50. I bet 200. They've already offered me 302 because the Ravens game went over.
Yeah.
If the Giants win by 7 points, they'll probably offer me 600 or 700. Is there ever a threshold where you just cash out, where you don't wait for the third leg? Because the Dolphins-Rams could lose me $700-$800 if they don't go over 50.
Okay, so I've looked at it many times. I have a lot of friends and who will show me that all the time. Almost never does it pay to cash in. I mean, you're one of these guys, you can wait it out. It's not going to change your life. If you're
the guy's hopping on offer like, up, I'm not so certain.
if it's above $2,000-$3,000 the payoff, then you think about taking it out and cashing in. But otherwise wait it out and go for it. How about this? Just saw a report. New York had their biggest amount of bets wagered ever in the history of any state. Last month, obviously, it's because the Yankees and Mets, 85% of their income was off of parlays.
That's it. I know. It's what I bet. I mean, they're losers' bets, right? I mean, I guess you learn it over time, Lee.
Yeah. Like I make two or three a year. I'm only looking usually for correlated parlays.
Right. Okay. Right. You're always going to, in the long run, you're always going to be better off.
But if you want to have fun, you hit a big one, you know, you can stay up for a couple months.
That is true.
And Lee, how do you feel about OfferUp on-site, you know, personal sales, Hawk call them garage sales? You know, do you go to garage sales?
Would you buy used merchandise from someone on a website and go meet them at their house and pick up
never,
a bookshelf
never.
For $12? Of course, never.
No, never,
of course,
never.
Of course, Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com.
I'll tell you a story next week when we come on. I'll tell you a story about someone I know who did that and got burned for $5,000.
Yeah, I mean, what does Crowder need to save $20 on a bookshelf? I mean,
well, the only thing is, we're not as big as Crowder. If someone saw us, you know, they might take advantage of us.
Right.
I'm certainly not going to
personally, like safety wise, he's fine, but he doesn't need to be saving $20 on a bookshelf. He can go buy a new one somewhere.
But if he wants to have fun, let him have fun.
Yeah, that's no fun. I need to teach him how to have fun. Fun is Friday night watching OP live.
I just bought a gas powered remote control car for $220.
First of all, you're too old to be playing with a
remote control. You know what's going to happen, Mark?
Grow up.
Mark, 5 years from now, he's going to have a garage full of all these things he bought on sale.
That's actually what he's doing. He's stocking up a store.
Yeah,
I got four medicine balls, $80.
You got to go. We're late.
All right, guys.
See you, Lee.
All right, take care.
ParamountSports.com, Paramount Sports on Twitter.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Berries and cream, berries and cream. I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream.
Hawk and Crowder.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.